And I'm here with Sharon Langston. It's been a while. Welcome to 2020. Welcome to a new decade. It's a new fucking year.
Why is there a cat dying in the background?
Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome back to Amar Akbar Anthony. This is Safe with Langston and Sharon, and today's topic of discussion is movie scripts or movies that we'd like to take, we'd like to be part of, or like what we picture ourselves in. And who wants to go first?
You know what? I'll take the lead because I wanna make some jokes. I wanna really wanna zig a zig. Now I wanna quip a little bit. I'll go with me first and then I'll share on everyone else. I normally, I don't know why I do think about this quite a bit, but if I play like a character, I'd be a very depressing character in a comedy movie. So I'd be that like a goth guy who's there for comedic effect. You know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
we're asking you to become an actor, not your real life.
No. Oh, wow. I can't believe Langston got a sick burn in before. What I mean is, like, it's one of those characters, like, in a comedy movie who's like, the super dull and, like deadpan character, like very straight-faced. But then that's, like, that's the funny part about it. I can't give any examples.
So you mean to say, like, yeah, Akshay Kumar in Houseful 1, basically?
I don't have a memory of a fucking 2008 movie.
Basically, he got engaged to this girl in the movie, and then she dumped him for some other guy, and he became sad and shit. So
you think that's a sad thing to happen to someone? That's like the saddest thing you could think of.
Yeah, oh, okay, like, okay. I know who it is. You guys watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Nope.
Yeah.
So you know the Captain Holt, Raymond Holt.
The African American guy, right?
Yes. So he's really like straight faced, and whenever he says something, like his delivery is so like straight faced and like dull, but then that's what's funny about it. So I think I'd do something like that because I have like this resting bitch face most of the time, anyways. So I think that would go really well. I'd enjoy doing something like that.
You mean all of the time?
Yeah, all the time. I'd say all the time. Yeah, for sure.
No, shut the fuck up.
Okay, let me get into what Langston should do. Langston should play the Kevin James character in every like shitty Adam Sandler movie.
I can't remember that because I have no fucking idea who the hell that is.
He can be the fat dude from Paul Blart. Paul Blart Mall Cop. He can be the fat dude from Pixels. He can be the fat dude from Grown Ups. You can do like fart jokes, poop jokes, fucking piss jokes. I don't care. It's like the lowest common denominator for jokes. The point is, Langston, you're going to be that character. The basically like the nobody is laughing because of you, everyone's laughing at you and the stupidity that you're doing in the movie. That's the character, the one where you're like, just stop, dude, just stop.
Langston has the physique of Kevin James, dude. To be honest, he's like a little buff, but at the same time he's like chubby, like he's he looks like one of those, like, you know, freaking power lifters. Like you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not a fucking power lifter.
So Kevin James tends to be this, like, you know, chubby, funny guy in every movie, right?
Yeah.
And all of his movies and TV shows, he has like the hottest like wife or hottest girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I completely agree. Langston would definitely do that. Like, he would, like, you know, have like the hottest co-stars because, like, just because he's gonna be like, talk to a director and it's gonna be like,
oh, can you guys hear that me? Way. Not because like it makes sense, but he's just gonna weasel his way into
he's
gonna be like, oh, I can get you into the business, etc. dot. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh my god. So Langston would definitely do that.
Sleazebag. He's gonna be like, tell the director to bring some chicas into the production house.
Listen, the only reason if I ever know how to kiss ass is because of Sharon. So
excuse.
Okay. Let's get that clear. Okay.
That's hilarious.
To kiss any ass is because of this fucker. Okay. but. Oh, I guess it's my turn right now.
No, wait. So, I have to.
Fuck you, man. Okay.
I have to give Seth something.
Seth.
Seth is like the Kumail Nanjiani character in anything. He's like the he's like the funny brown guy who's like not the lead but lead adjacent, and he's just always cracking jokes. He's the token brown guy in like the shows cracking jokes. Mm. I think you'd do good. Like I think you could wise crack. Yeah.
Nice. Thanks. I'll take that.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
That's pretty good.
I don't know if that's very okay. That's not bad, but I guess for me it's very different for what I think about Seth. But anyways, really? Let's go for me.
Wait, you guys know Kumail Nanjiani? Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a Pakistani guy. He's cool. He's fucking ripped now.
Holy shit!
That guy. Yeah. I know that guy. Yeah.
Oh, someone's been. See, that's how Langston knew who Kumail Nanjiani was. Oh, that ripped guy. Oh really? Oh, I
man.
I've been following Dr. Drew's fitness program week one, day one, just as I'm experimenting with oats and whey and protein.
I never said any of that shit.
That's funny, man. That's funny.
Okay. All right, guys. So, this is gonna be really funny. I know Sharon's gonna probably fall off his chair. But if I ever thought if I was going to be in any kind of movie, like, I would want to be in, like, something, not in, like,
a romantic comedy.
No, Marvel or anything. I'll get to that. But I wanted to, if I had to be, like, in a serious movie or serious, like, TV show, maybe, it would be something like the seriousness of Daredevil. I'm not Daredevil.
Wait, what are you going to be in Daredevil, though? Like, I don't get
I honestly wish I could be Daredevil, but that's not happening. Unless I
like Daredevil.
I would want to be like maybe like that detective, maybe, or like someone like in that show, because I kind of see myself have that.
You could be the priest. You could be the Father Lantum character.
No, you know? I cannot be that guy. No.
Yeah, it was cool, dude.
I could be the kind of guy who's basically kind of like gets into shit. Maybe he's like pulled from both sides of the story, like kind of like the detective in season 3, like. Kind of like
Ray Nadim, Agent Ray Nadim.
Yes, Agent Nadim, thank you. I kind of feel like I could play that kind of a character I would want to play that character because
you can play that character the most fucking like serious, and he has to maintain a straight face character where you start giggling like a little fucking 2-year-old toddler looking at like colors on TV.
But to be really frank, dude. Like, I mean, you guys know my life and the amount of stories that I have. I could literally make movies out of that, not in fucking with you. And I could be the actor in that, and I'd still mess it up.
That's a great point. And not to continue shitting on you, but like, in like you said, like the stories of your life, think of yourself in that position. Were you like the Ray Nadim, like cool detective character in those, or were you like the bumbling, like, oh shit, I screwed up character in those?
I screwed up. Oh man, fuck you. No, I won't screw up the character. Like, but I know that I would want to be that and that caliber. In terms of like romantic stuff, I don't think I can play that very well. So no, that's not gonna be me. It will take a lot of trouble. I know Sharon's good at that shit.
So humble, like
humble bragging.
That's
interesting. Yeah. That's an interesting take on like what kind of character you'd want to play.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Lisa, what type of movies do you think will be in my guy? Mr. Ray Nadim.
Okay, so let's go. Okay, so let's start with Seth. So, you know, I think Seth would be that kind of guy. You know, like you know Amir Khan and what's that, Dil Chahta Hai? How he was beginning, like, yo, man, no fucks given.
I'll take it.
I'm not kidding. Like, you're not Amir Khan, but you'd be that kind of guy who, like, as an actor, you'd be like, yo, man, let's fucking do this shit. Let's do that shit, guys. Let's be so chill and shit. Like, he's all chilled out. Like, a chill out character.
Yeah.
What kind of role would you want to see him in, though?
Kind of role? I would want to see him in a role. Not a serious role. I would want to see him in a role, like, where he's like jovial, and he is obviously one of the main characters. Because I kind of see his character where he's jovial, and there's
something serious happens to him. I can kind of see him like Aziz Ansari in Masters of None or whatever.
Sharon, you're low-key so racist. Kumail Nanjiani.
You know what I'm thinking of? I'm not even thinking of brown actors or like, I'm just thinking of skinny people, dude. Like, I feel like
now this guy is gonna be like freaking, I don't know, man, freaking,
Kunal Kutupali.
Yeah. The guy from Big Bang Theory, and he's gonna be the quintessential, like, freaking, you know, token brown guy type.
So that's you. Another character I would see you as is, there was another one.
Kabir Singh.
Off my head. Hell no. Saif and Kabir Singh, fuck that. No. He's not even the opposite of that. Saif was in the movie, like, he would not even look at the girl, maybe. He would just, like...
Yeah, that's true.
I can't imagine him doing that. Okay, I'm going to talk about Sharon. Two roles. The first role is the type of role. Have you guys seen Rocket Singh, Salesman of the Year?
Yeah.
That's so good.
I'd love to see that. Or like the shitty boss that he has.
No, Rocket Singh himself, like that guy. Like, I can see you dress up like that with the turban and everything and act in the movie. But I don't know how you would act.
Yeah, I don't. Like, I think you would do a good acting because
His acting was very... I haven't seen it. I've seen the trailer and like some bits and pieces of that movie. But I can see you like do that kind of a role because it's something that like...
I look good in a turban, though. I look mighty fine in a turban.
There's another one that I would see him do is... well, it's the same actor. Rajneeti.
Oh.
Damn.
Like you'd see me as a serious... political,
like he'd be a serious role, like a political. Yeah, you could be a political guy, not even kidding, like, you know, with those glasses of yours. Definitely, like, fucking all serious and shit. Another person I would see him be would be like, I don't know, someone like the villain's assistant, I would say, like, you know,
evil henchman.
So basically, you know, in Daredevil, you know, okay, in Daredevil, you know, Wilson Fisk, right?
Oh, I know.
This guy really loves Daredevil, man.
I do, man. I fucking love it.
Oh, Wesley. Yeah, that's
his name. That guy. Like, you could be that guy, maybe, but, like, I swear, you could be way more pissing off than him as an actor. like the audience would probably hate you much more.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. I get
like,
that.
Would hate you so much more. But, but yeah, you'd probably be that.
If I was ever like in something, I would definitely want to play like the villain more than like the hero character, just because I don't know, I feel like I'd resonate more with that. I don't know.
Interesting.
Like another person I would see Seth as, like, as an actor would probably be maybe Ramsay Bolton, I guess.
Are you serious? What?
Wasn't that the villain of one of the Game of Thrones?
That was the most fucked up one, man. I'm offended.
No, exactly. No, because you would be able to like pull that off.
You think I'm evil?
You could pull off. I don't know.
You know what? Can I say one more thing about who I think I could play? Oh, I guess it's the same as like what I was saying before, but it was more like characters who were kind of technically the protagonist, but they're just assholes, I guess. Like a character who's just he's supposed to be like Harvey Specter, I guess.
Like Jon Snow, man. Basically. Or like Jon Snow. He fucks up the entire damn thing. Yeah.
Or Harvey Specter, I'd say. You know. He's supposed to be like this cool whatever, but he's not. Well, actually, no, that guy's pretty cool.
No. Harvey Specter is a good example because, like, if he's like, I correct me if I'm wrong, but like in most of the seasons, like there were many cases where shit went down because it was his fault. Like shit went down because of him. Even Jessica had the same, like in Suits at least.
I totally understand what. Yeah, like shit. Like yeah. I get me now though. I'd either be a protagonist who's shady. and it doesn't mean well or is not correct all the time, or an antagonist who has a very like you know, you understand why he's a dick. Okay. So I guess I'm just an asshole in general. Anyways, Saif.
That is just for day one, dude. But oh yeah, it's Saif's turn. Fuck Saif.
Yeah, man. But let's not forget me. So
Mel Nanjiani slash Aamir Khan from Dil
Chahta. Saif says like Shah Rukh Khan and should fucking slap him.
Okay, so I don't know, the type of movie that I'd like to play in would be, or like I picture myself in, is like, I don't know, just like, okay, when I was a kid, like a while, like I remember I watched this movie, it was like a while ago, it was like a, it was a movie based on some kid and he was in an Indian boarding school. Okay, I'm not talking about that as a movie. No, not that as a, but fuck man, not that as a movie. Okay.
So basically, you want to be like the Shia Safari or something?
No, man, like, no. Actually, you know what? I don't not relate to that kid. I do relate to that kid quite a lot. I wasn't that careless growing up. I was So basically, I'd want to play in a movie that I'm playing myself, like a movie on my own life. I've always pictured myself being in a movie where I'm playing myself, or like in the sense where like some, like I've had some weird shit happen to me in my life, and I'd be like, "Is this a fucking movie? Am I in a movie? Because this is what happened. This is something that would happen in a movie." And like, because like there have been times where
I kind of get what you mean. Like you'd want to be yourself, but like a character of yourself, but not obviously you, but like. You in rep, like a autobiography, but kind of fictionalized, I guess. Maybe kind of.
Sure, stop mansplaining, man. Like what I mean what I mean. Okay, fucking the whole.
Then I don't get what you mean. Shit.
Like a me playing myself, bitch. How hard is that to explain?
Who does that in movies? You don't see fucking like the fucking Lincoln.
Sanju that never acted in Sanju.
No, like, but like that's the thing. That's what I picture myself playing. Like, I can't picture myself playing, like, oh, you know what? I'm going to be fucking Shah Rukh Khan. I'm going to ride on a fucking horse. I'm going to save Kajol. Like, I mean, as in, like, I want to fucking, like...
never rode on a horse and she saved
I'm sure he did some shit like that in Bazigar, okay, you bitch? So he did ride a horse. So freaking, like, as in the sense where, like, I can only see myself playing myself. Because, I don't know how, maybe this is a shitty answer. Because it just happens to be that whenever, I don't know, just that I'm, because I've always like thought of like, whenever I see something like weird happen or something that like cinematic happen, I'm always like, dude, this will be a really cool movie scene, or that would be a really cool movie scene, and I'm constantly always thinking that. So like, and I'm always in these situations, so like I can only picture myself like in these situations. You get what I'm saying? Okay, I picture myself in an indie movie.
Mm-hmm.
And like an independent film, it's like not a very like, you know, not like a very like high production type movie, but like just a movie about like maybe like a high school movie, like a high school, like with like
Call Me, you know, by Your, like, Name.
So you'd be the bully or you'd not be the bully?
I didn't mean that movie, but just like that. I love that movie.
No, I love that movie. Maybe like that kind of vibes, but like a serious movie. But like nothing too comedy or anything. Just like okay. Have you ever seen the movie Adventureland with like Jesse Eisenberg? That movie is like one of my favorite movies for no reason. It's just such a simple. Like that movie is not funny. That movie is nothing. It's like this kid who comes home from college, and he's trying to look for a job so he can pay for his master's. And it's just him, like, you know, like trying, and then he starts working at this theme park and he meets this girl over there and he just falls in love with her, yada yada yada. It's a very simple movie. Like, there's nothing crazy about it, but I love it. Like, I feel like I'd love to play a part in a movie like that, like a simple independent movie with just like a simple like story with like, you know, like maybe a bit of a like twist in the middle, but like just, you know, just that kind of movie where like a movie with just like, I guess, what an everyday man like problems type, like everyday young guy problems.
Hey, would he be in like something like Two States?
I've never seen Two States.
Hell,
I've never seen Tuesday.
No, man. Yeah, yeah. Then I can't see stuff like that.
I think Sharon would be in Tuesdays. No.
I have a personal animosity with that movie.
Bro.
That I can't get into.
That brings me to my next point. That brings me to my next point. Sharon, okay, I picture you and fucking Zara fucking.
In what?
Fucking Zara. No, I'm kidding.
Dude, honestly, you know, actually, Saif could also be like Imran Hashmi in Once Upon a Time in Mumbai.
What? Imran Hashmi is a like womanizing fucking like okay, deceptive, like backstabbing the person in that movie.
Damn,
congrats, Saif.
Yikes.
I'm saying, yeah, as an actor, man, as an actor. Whoa,
apparently,
whoa,
I give off womanizer and backstabbing vibes to Langston.
I could be
to Langston, yeah.
I could be.
And Langston's, you know, and kidding. You know, Langston's all about that, all about a hot bod at any given time, right? So,
oh my god.
Dude,
Okay, freaking, what do you think about us?
Okay, so for Sharon. I think Sharon, you summed it up pretty well with the type of like movie that you'd picture yourself in. I think mm-hmm. I agree with that. Like the type the guy.
You know what? I was just thinking about it. And I have two more like perfect like things that I'd want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to be Jim Carrey in Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind. Is that what the title of the movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Same. I'd like that too. Actually.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Wait, you as Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a comedy movie.
It's actually quite a sad, depressing movie. But either and that, and I don't know if you guys have seen Little Miss Sunshine.
No, I haven't.
No?
No.
It's actually a beautiful movie. You guys should kind of watch it. It's about it's about a dysfunctional family, and there's four guys, like dad, mom, brother, and little sister. And there's like an uncle who's staying with them, and the uncle's played by Steve Carell. It's not a comedy. It is funny, but it's not like a comedy. It's kind of sad actually. And the uncle is staying with them just because he's recently tried to commit suicide, and he's crazy, and it's because he has a boyfriend who left him, et cetera, et cetera. And Steve Carell's playing that character, and he's really like freaky, but then he has like a nice compassionate moment towards the end of like encourage, and the whole story is they're doing a road trip to go from point A to point B because there's a Little Miss Sunshine contest for little girls, like the beauty pageant for little girls, and so the girl doesn't feel pretty enough to be in the competition, but like you know, this is that moment is what, you know, Steve Carell kind of encourages her, I guess. I'd want to be that Steve Carell character just because it doesn't make sense because you guys haven't seen the movie, but it's a beautiful, I don't know, character.
You know what? This kind of reminds me of like, okay, have you ever seen Silver Linings Playbook?
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to play that guy's character. What's his face? The Ezra main guy? Miller? No, not fucking, no. Ezra Miller's not even in that Lerman? Movie, you fucking dumbass.
He I'm is. Talking, wait. Oh, Silver Linings Playbook. I was thinking Perks of Being a Wallflower.
No, man. Oh, that was a fucking great movie as well, but I would not want to be the main character. The fucking depressing-ass fucking movie. I love that movie. Oh, actually, you know what? Fuck. I don't mind being Ezra Miller from that movie. Dude. Oh, he was cool, great movie. Dude. Yeah, he was a great fucking character. Yeah. I love that movie. But yeah, I'm talking about Silver Linings Playbook. Where
Bradley
like,
Cooper?
Bradley Cooper, yeah, I feel like that would be. I would love to play that. That'd be fucking cool too. I love that movie.
I'm sensing a pattern here of just damaged characters and people who aren't necessarily sane.
You know what?
Oh my god.
You're not necessarily wrong. Yeah.
I was trying to be funny by kind of masking the truth in a comedic sort of sense.
Yes, but I mean, see, end of the day, you're an actor, so you technically whatever role you take. Okay, Seth, what do you think Sharon should be? Oh, you actually said that already.
Sharon should be like freaking item number. No, I'm kidding. I think I agree with like whatever Sharon said. I picture him in those roles. For Langston, I picture Langston as one of those like, you know, best friends type characters.
Yeah.
Who let me explain, you know, like those best friend type characters that like fucking always fucking come in clutch. Like, I feel like I'd say that for both of you. What? They come in clutch at like they always like, you know, like save the main character's ass somehow. Oh, and okay. Yeah, like they're one of those friends. Okay, have you ever seen 500 Days of Summer?
Yeah.
Okay, you know how he has those two friends who are always there to like hear him out? They're always cracking sexual jokes. They're always just there. That's what I'd picture you guys. Like, I'd picture myself as Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but like, I'd picture you guys as like my friends who'd like, you know, fucking like, you know, fucking pull me back up. Like, you know, those scenes where like he'd just go into that rut and he'd just start breaking plates and like his friends were there and they were just, and they'd call his sister. They'd be like, oh, he's going crazy again. He's going through that phase again. Yeah, I feel like you guys would fucking, you know, kill it in that. But if you want me to say like in like what kind of movie I see you guys like playing or like what kind of characters I see you guys playing, I would say that I feel like you guys would like do like you guys would be great supporting actors in the sense where you guys would play like really good like side by side with like a fucking a lead, but like you guys would be a really nice touch to the movie in the sense where I'm trying to fucking
give an example. Back to Dil Chahta Hai, basically.
Yeah, Dil Chahta Hai, Dil Chahta Hai, all three of them were main characters.
They were all main characters,
Like Saif Ali Khan and the other guy. What's his name?
Akshay Khanna.
I feel like, I don't know, but you guys are... I feel like if I see you guys playing, like, main roles, then I would see you guys as villains, for sure.
Yeah. I
whoa,
would like,
whoa,
yeah.
No, Langston, I don't think I see Langston. I've never seen
Langston. Actually, Sharon, I do. Life. Yeah, wait. Yeah, Sharon, I do see as a villain. Langston, I see you as a funny character. Like, as in, like,
yeah,
a character
comedic who's
always like, yeah, comedic relief type.
Actually, I think I would agree. Kind of want to agree with Seth on the whole comedian thing because I would like to actually be that guy.
Okay, seriously.
Like, do a comedy.
Like, Langston could be like a TJ Miller.
I agree.
Type.
I agree.
Totally. Yeah, Langston, that's a compliment. Okay, that's going to be the first and compliment. Last compliment of this season.
TJ Miller's hilarious.
No.
Oh my god. I could be like Russell Peters. No, no, not Russell Peters. Nah.
I was just, he's just digging.
No, you're just being racist to yourself. Racist to yourself.
I was thinking about like trio characters in movies and I couldn't really think of many except Superbad.
Dude, I was just gonna say that. Fuck, you just took the words right out of my mouth, dude. I was just gonna say
should be who in Superbad?
Okay, I feel like Langston's I feel like you're Fogel and Langston's Langston. Okay, you're McLovin. Langston's Jonah Hill. And I feel like I'll be the fucking like the nerdy kid who's always like,
What? I definitely agree that I should be McLovin, but I think Langston's the nerdy kid and you're the guy who's crapping on him all the time. You're the...
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I honestly really wish there's going to be a day with three of us actually fucking meet. We make a fucking short movie. That would be fucking dope. Having a role to play.
Yeah,
like we could literally play out a same scene in college, or we could just make something up. But I swear, dude,
yeah,
like,
Saif can be the lead, and you can be the comedic relief, and I can
be
the villain.
That would be so interesting. Like how the hell we would interact with you. Like how would I talk to Saif as an actor, and just see how that actually plays out. Like just thinking about that blows my mind. That would be fucking dope, and I can't wait for that day. Hopefully, that'll come.
That'd be great. Yeah.
All right, that's great. Season 3, episode 1. Stay tuned for a bunch more episodes. Well, actually, we're going quality over quantity this season, and we're gonna try to come up with something unique, something fresh. And this time, we're gonna try to, you know, provide some value this season. And we're gonna try to talk about things that are. Maybe things that you don't know, and maybe they're, you know, things that can pique your interest. So yeah, thank you for listening to our first episode, and stay tuned for the upcoming episodes. And boys, do you want to say something before we leave?
Yalla habibi, bye.
Anything worth putting in the podcast?
thanks for tuning in, guys. And yeah, and thanks for fucking, you know, not unfollowing us on our hiatus.
That's true. Do you know, it's kind of unbelievable that we've not dropped in followers in the last 6 months.
I mean, my own account has dropped followers, but fucking I'm like, but Anthony has still stayed.
Yeah, Langston, that should tell you a lot.
That was Sharon and I who unfollowed you, Langston.
and with us, you get no unfollows, but when you're on your own, you get many unfollows. So that should tell you a lot about.
Oh my god!
You and the team together.
You and your content.